Troubled Times. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments while we experience the truth of the greatness of God in troubled times. In this time of trouble, my heart has been concerned, and my thoughts wonder about the future. In this pandemic, what would God want me to know? What will bring wholeness and healing to our hearts and minds? A long time ago, a righteous man named Job faced some of the worst and troublesome times a man can experience. All his children died, all his possessions were destroyed, and his body was overtaken with disease and pain. He was afflicted so badly that his friends did not recognize him. His friends spoke discouragement and lies about his character. Then God spoke to Job about his greatness. He told Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you know so much. Who determined its dimensions and stretched out the surveying line? What supports its foundations? And who laid its cornerstone as the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? Who kept the sea inside its boundaries as it burst from the womb? And as I clothed it with clouds and wrapped it in darkness, for I locked it behind barred gates, limiting its shores, I said, 'This far and no further will you come. Here your proud waves must stop.' Have you ever commanded the morning to appear and caused the dawn to rise in the east? Have you made daylight spread to the ends of the earth to bring an end to the night's wickedness? As the light approaches, the earth takes shape like clay pressed beneath a seal. It is robed in brilliant colors. The light disturbs the wicked and stops the arm that is raised in violence. Have you explored the springs from which the seas came? Have you explored their depths? Do you know where the gates of death are located? Have you seen the gates of utter gloom? Do you realize the extent of the earth? Tell me about it if you know. Where does light come from, and where does darkness go? Can you take each to its homes? Do you know how to get there? But of course you know all this, for you were born before it was all created, and you are so very experienced. Have you visited the storehouses of the snow or seen the storehouses of hail? I have reserved them as weapons for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war. Where is the path to the source of light? Where is the home of the east wind? Who created a channel for the torrents of rain? Who laid out the path for lightning? Who makes the rain fall on barren land in a desert where no one lives? Who sends rain to satisfy the parched ground and make the tender grass spring up? Does the rain have a father who gives birth to the dew? Who is the mother of the ice? Who gives birth to the frost from the heavens? For the water turns to ice as hard as rock, and the surface of the water freezes. Can you direct the movement of the stars, binding the cluster of the Pleiades or loosening the cords of Orion? Can you direct the constellations through the seasons or guide the bear with her cubs across the heavens? Do you know the laws of the universe? Can you use them to regulate the earth? Can you shout to the clouds and make rain? Can you make lightning appear and cause it to strike as you direct? Who gives intuition to the heart and instinct to the mind? Who is wise enough to count all the clouds? Who can tilt the water jars of heaven when the parched ground is dry and the soil has hardened into clods? God speaks to Job about his greatness and majesty. He is the creator of all, and all wisdom and power are his. Today, you are fearful, confused, and searching for answers. You don't know what tomorrow holds for you and your family. You may be sick and need a touch from the Savior. In these troubled times, God in His greatness speaks to our hearts to let us know that this is not too difficult for Him. Let's humble ourselves and bring our requests to Him. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, You created the entire universe. You told the sea where to stop and gave it boundaries. You know where darkness and light begin. You know where death has its home. You created the rain, hail, frost, ice, and snow. You directed the stars and constellations. You make lightning appear and strike where You direct. Yes, Father, You are magnificent and glorious. Small as I am, I come to You in need of peace for my troubled soul. Remind me, Father, of Your greatness in times of uncertainty, testing, trials, sickness, disease, suffering, and pain. I ask in this time for healing, restoration, and wholeness for me and my family. Heal those who are sick. Protect those who are healthy. Provide for those in need. Lead us through this time, Father, and guard our hearts and minds from being deceived. Father, let me follow hard after You, for Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments. May God's greatness bring peace to your heart today.